Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today I am delighted to be joined by two gentlemen. The first is Dr. Alexander Zier of Accenture. The second is Mike Farron-Jones for Intel. Welcome, guys.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks a lot, Allison.
Dr. Zier, do you want to introduce your role and how it relates to the conversation we're having today?
Yeah, my name is Alexander Zier, Professor Dr. Alexander Zier. I'm enterprise business since 25 years, and I'm leading at Accenture since around about 5 years, our global responsibility, all of our in-memory solutions and offering to clients. So in my daily business, I help the 200 largest clients of Accenture using in-memory solutions, mainly including SAP HANA and also establishing for digitalization and a digital platform on enterprise scale. So revenue for Accenture of 200 largest clients is around about 20 billion plus, which I'm help on such a journey to the digitalization.
And Mike, do you want to just quickly introduce yourself?
Sure, Allison. I'm Mike Farron-Jones. I'm the product line manager for Intel's persistent memory solutions.
And Mike, why don't we start with you? Today we're gathered here because we've got an incredible first from a data center technology perspective. Do you want to tell us what the team was able to deliver?
Sure. So we're really excited that this week we're going to be able to demonstrate the world premiere appearance of Intel's new persistent memory solution at SAP Sapphire, May 16th, we're demonstrating the first working silicon that the world has ever seen. It's going to be an SAP HANA instance running on an Intel platform with 12 DIMMs based on Intel persistent memory and up to 1.5 terabytes of Intel persistent memory plus about 192 gigabytes of DRAM in the platform. This is an early system, and we're going to be able to scale this technology up as Intel persistent memory matures and we head toward our launch in 2018. So we expect to be many times this capacity when we get into production.
We've talked about this technology for quite a long time at Intel, and this has been a major milestone in terms of the delivery of the technology. Tell me a little bit about why this is important in terms of Intel's advancements in terms of technology innovation in the data center.
Well, persistent memory is really going to be a revolution in application development and service delivery. Memory has been thought of by programmers as a small, expensive, and volatile resource. And we're going to change all of those assumptions with Intel persistent memory. Intel persistent memory is going to be big, it's going to be affordable, and it's going to be persistent. And that is going to make designing applications and delivering services much faster. What big persistent memory is going to mean for cloud service providers or enterprises is that you're going to be able to process more data in memory because of the higher capacity, and that's going to give you faster analytics and higher business velocity in your decision making. And for cloud service providers, it's going to be more data cached up in the front of the web architecture. So services are going to be snappier. Your requests for your application services are going to be much faster.
No, I can't think of an application that would be better to highlight this on than SAP HANA, and working with SAP seems like a natural choice in terms of the first demonstration. Dr. Zier, can you comment a little bit about why this technology is so compelling from an SAP perspective?
Sure. The last bottleneck we have today is that the memory size in the servers is still limited and it's quite expensive. So with this new persistent memory type of Intel, this is really a game changer. So this is the next generation that we build digital platforms on enterprise scale for our clients, which they are looking for. I think a couple of years, most of my 200 clients would like to establish such an digital platform, and with this new technology, I think we can do it now.
When you look at persistent memory, what types of applications benefit from the existence of persistent memory, and where do you think this will make the most impact?
Such a large digital platform, which usually combines this with a large data lake that you can also use for artificial intelligence, machine learning, deep learning, as well as for advanced analytics, predictive asset maintenance. You can build an intelligent enterprise, establish predictive models. This is the future where the clients want to use this for large manufacturing companies with smart manufacturing, combining advanced analytics, predictive analytics, using machine learning algorithms to improve the supply chain. So there are a large number of use cases where our clients can directly benefit from this new technology.
Mike, tell me a little bit about the collaboration on this.
Well, there's several parts of the collaboration. So with SAP HANA, we've been working closely with SAP on the development of the software to be able to take full advantage of all the memory resources in the system. So on one side, from a software perspective, you've got data that is volatile and requires the lowest possible latency, and that's the data that you would use in the DRAM, such as the SAP HANA Delta Store. But for your main columnar store, which can be huge, it needs to be made persistent in the Intel persistent memory resources. Now, that's from a software development perspective, but the persistent memory revolution that's coming is going to require experts to help bring that to the customers and deploy it in their environments. And that's where our collaboration with Dr. Zeier and his practice at Accenture is going to be so important.
Dr. Zeier, do you have anything you would want to add in terms of that collaboration?
Yeah, we are working on this since years. Already, I think more than 1 year ago, I published the first white paper about three steps for digitalization together with Intel and how you can use the 3D crosspoint in such an environment. There are a lot of tests already done in the last months and years. And already before 2010, we've done tests with persistent non-volatile memory. There was some challenges at this time, and I talked to many companies who are working on this non-volatile main memory, and with these Intel chips, Intel persistent memories, this is now the first time that I see this in the market on a large scale and volume available, and also for an affordable price, which is also very important for the companies.
We've reached an important milestone, but obviously not all of the work is completed. Mike, from an Intel perspective, what's next in terms of delivery of Intel persistent memory, and when do we expect that and customers can actually start getting the value out of this major technology innovation?
Well, we're still working on the development of Intel persistent memory, and we're about to launch the new Intel Xeon processor scalable family of platforms. It'll be coming out later this summer. Intel persistent memory won't be part of the initial launch of that platform, but we're looking forward to 2018 when we do a processor refresh of that platform. And with that processor refresh, then we'll be able to bring the Intel persistent memory solution to market.
Thanks to both of you for being on the show today. It is an incredible milestone in terms of moving the data center technology forward. And I look forward to hearing more about the delivery of this technology to the marketplace. One final question for you guys. If folks want to engage with you more to discuss this, where would you send them for more information about Intel Persistent Memory and SAP HANA?
There's a couple of places. For general information, we're going to be posting a blog about Intel Persistent Memory on the IT Peer Network on intel.com. And if you're a software developer, we have a lot of great resources such as tools and libraries available for you at pmem.io. That's pmem.io.
And Dr. Zeier?
We'll be also publishing on the Accenture website a kind of first news and results about this. So I'm happy to share information also on the Accenture website.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much to both of you for coming on the show. We'd love to have you back.
All right. Thank you, Allison.
Thank you, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.